What initially began as a basic routine mission to establish cameras in the jungle to be aware of Shateros has now become one of grave danger.
What happened?
Fuck all, mate. You missed fuck all.
Did I fall asleep again?
About half an hour in.
A little bit longer than last time.
Yeah.
Did they do anything else besides walking around and not talking?
They shot at the alien thing and they died. That's about it.
How do you make that last 90 minutes?
How the fuck should I know? I don't work for these people.
Where does Warp stay, though?
Don't remind me! No, seriously, don't. I'll probably forget about this by tonight.
What are we talking about?
The thing in your hands! This is how dull this was. Where he's holding the case in his hand! Looking like a spactard.
Hi! Hello, folks. Welcome to an edition of the Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Sands, a.k.a. Rod Ranger, and today I'm sadly joined by...
Fuck off. Marty, also known as the Random Crap Ranger. Yep, first recording sat in Lee's bedroom again. Feels weird doing this again.
It is, actually. I miss Adam.
I'm fairly sure he doesn't miss you or the shit you've made him watch.
He's probably... If I brought this up on the trip up to you guys, he probably would strangle me to death within the first 30 minutes.
I would have helped him, to be honest, but I've got that little bit more restraint. I'm used to you by now.
Basically, this is how it happened, folks. A couple of days ago, I'm not saying to Matty, hey, Matty, want to escape your parents moaning at ya?
Not quite, but...
Want to hide some of that Transformers you bought from Leicester, sir?
Well, I needed somewhere to keep them because the room's getting redone.
Anyway, so yeah, Matty's done. Oh, you know, I just realised. Conker's Bad Fur Day, excuse me!
I'll bring that back next time. I'm still playing it again. Annoyed. I killed the machine thing. And I found the last set of the bees because I managed to get all the way up the ladder.
Yeah, but
of course, I hadn't spoke to the king, so I've got to go speak to him again.
I know. Because the problem is, you go into the building, it resets.
Yeah. Just, ah! I figure out how to get past the bees going over the ladder.
We need to... I'm going to have to re-edit that Let's Play, otherwise it's going to be as fucking... It's going to be as interesting as this fucking thing.
That's being generous, mate.
God, anyway, folks. So, I invite Matty over. We're all in line on what to do. And as we're watching news footage of something that's kicked off on the M6, just to give you a hint of what day we're recording on. Hint, yesterday was the 4th of July. And the postman arrives with asylum screeners! Mr. Matty's in.
Screeners! Plural. Two of the fuckers, and excuse me.
And if I'm going to be absolutely honest, folks, don't you dare wave that fart in my direction. Aha!
It's still more interesting than that fucker, let's be honest, mate.
Yeah, this is pretty good fan for me, actually.
But you're contaminating yourself holding it.
I was going to try and push Matty to do American War Tips because I kind of got fed up of waiting for the screener and decided, hey, it's £4 and HMV, why not?
Watch, it'll be your next screener.
I doubt it. It came after a long legal battle that came out still before this.
Yeah.
I may have got this, actually. I may have sent me anything. If anyone from Psalm's listening, please send, you know, the haunting of Whaley House, was it?
Whaley House. Something along those lines. Haunting of insert random name house.
And 100
Your newest horror one.
And your next fan footage film, 100 Ghost Street.
No more found fucking asylum footage.
I'm positive that's their last release this year. Then again, to be fair, they sort of just stuck it on their website at the last effing minute, so... Just saying.
Be a rush shitty job again.
Hopefully not. My only complaint is the trailer makes it look like Grave Encounters. Though, the trailer also hints there might be titty in it, so...
Oh, Asylum's back on form with this, with that one,
Yeah.
Fucking titties would have been the most interesting thing in this piece of shit.
They just walk around and find a bunch of random lesbians doing it.
You're pushing it on that one.
Then it's like, oh, yeah, baby. And then they all turn into the alien.
You're really fucking pushing it, man.
Alright, so basically, folks, the postman arrived with this. We literally caught him as he was writing out that one of those.
Yeah, you were not here, yada yada, for this. This was too big to get through the letterbox.
Yeah, I was a little concerned about that. So basically, just crammed two in and fold it up. Where usually they put one in and then one next to it, so it goes through my letterbox.
Yeah.
I think maybe someone at Asylum seems to think that we operate like Americans with their letterboxes. Instead of here, we just have a little flap in the door.
Yeah.
Basically, so this is their latest fan footage movie, Alien Origin. Hint at what this is meant to be a mockbuster of. You did a mini review of it.
Prometheus.
Yep.
A very, 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 very bad mockbuster of Prometheus. And Prometheus wasn't exactly brilliant to begin with. It was watchable, but ten times out of ten, I would pick that over this piece of shit, because at least it had something, it was interesting to look at.
On the front cover, we have, the footage is real.
The proof is irrefutable.
Yeah, except it ain't real.
Uh-huh.
On the back, frightening in big...
Bone-chilling real.
The frightening is in bright red letters, by the way.
Recently discovered footage from a lost military expedition exposes a horrifying truth about the genesis of life on Earth, which is not This footage is authentic. Please be advised it contains disturbing images and is not suitable for all ages. I would merely like to point out... That is not even mentioned until the last 2 minutes of the film!
Yeah, it's tagged on that lot, literally at the very end.
Ugh.
Makes you wonder if they changed their mind at the last minute.
Or it's like they wrote the blurb out before they finished the film, and then they realised, wait, shit, we need to match this up. Quickly, film 2 minutes.
Don't get their faces in, because I'm pretty sure it weren't even the same actor and actress.
Because they deliberately didn't cut the faces up.
Yeah, makes you wonder if they recorded it last...
As is my standard thing, before we... Start.
I'd like to point out, I get the impression this was made into a Prometheus mockbuster at the very last minute. This was just going to be dead general Prometheus mockbuster.
Yeah.
But then they changed their mind and made it.
Let's see.
You know, it's like their mockbuster of Alien because Prometheus is an Alien prequel, you know?
Yeah.
And they just sort of added that last minute bit at the end.
Oh, those are my standards. Let's see. That, and that were in this, because they're screenshots from the film.
Yeah.
That shot, I'm fairly sure, wasn't in it. That scenery, maybe. That skull, I do not recall being in it. It looks a bit different than the skull that turned out in the film.
Didn't have the fangs.
No, it didn't have the fangs.
It had fangs on the
skull. It just looked like a skeleton. It just looked like a massive, bigger head of a regular skeleton.
I'd like to point out what did make me laugh. I don't know if this was intentional or just a way of covering up the bad CGI or if it's like a homage. There was a fan footage film called Alien Abduction, the Matt Pearson tape. I positively gave you a copy. It's basically a family having a Thanksgiving meal and then aliens attack. It's also on YouTube, by the way, folks, so just Google YouTube it.
I have no idea. You may have, but it's like I said, I've got that many fucking DVDs to go through.
It's also on YouTube, so it's worth looking. It's actually pretty good. It's a very low-budget TV movie. Well,
it does what it says on the tin, basically. It doesn't try to...
Well, basically, they this channel, I can't remember what channel it was, they did this documentary about a family going missing.
Right.
And they claimed it was real, like an authentic alien abduction. It wasn't. And to prove it wasn't, because people were complaining, they aired the original film.
Yeah.
This guy made the film, they weren't too sure about it, so then they released they made a documentary claiming it's real when it weren't, and then they released the film uncut, and that was a lot better. Basically, this family are having Thanksgiving, there's like a weird power surge in the house, they see a light in their field where their cattle are, they go out, and it's a UFO chopping up their cattle.
What did the cows ever do to them?
And then one of the Matt's things steps on a twig, and the aliens notice them, and they start shooting them with light laser pens, which apparently cut through their flesh.
Painful.
Yeah, because the guy's back to the house and his hand all around here between the arm and sort of scorch mark, and there's a bit of blood where the laser's gone through the hand.
Ooh, fun.
So because they disturb the aliens start hinting them. They like try and get into their house and everything. And then, but the thing was, when the aliens appeared, the camera would go all fucked up.
And I never got a proper look at them.
Well, no, you did. It's just that it was sort of like some kind of interference.
Yeah.
A bit like here, and I like to imagine...
Well, we're using what I've dubbed the cheap Slenderman effect.
Yeah, I'd like to imagine that was homage to the Matt Pearson take, because that was... I'm not trying to be... Right, so I guess I am being nasty. That was a better fan footage film.
Not hard to be a better found footage film than this, let's be honest, because it's the most one of the most dull things I've ever... It's one of the most boring things to have ever been put onto a DVD. It is the most boring waste of celluloid known to mankind.
Basically, this whole film has a bunch of soldiers, two cameramen, and a chick walking around. Not talking, walking around.
And when they are talking, it's like... very mumbled and very hard to make out.
And they ain't stopped to talk when, like, they found something weird. Like, at the start, after they dropped off, they basically find a boat in the middle of, like, nowhere. Like,
when they're quite a good distance away from any water source.
They find a camera on the boat, and then they get it, but they can't get it to work. However, the people that found this footage conveniently also found this camera with the SD card in it.
And they got the footage working.
Yeah, and basically some guy was like scuba diving, and then the UFO picks up his boat and then drops it, sits and giggles.
Why? We have no idea.
So they carry on walking and talking.
And walking some more.
Not a lot of talking, though. And then they find the archaeological site of these British and American doctors. I think it was something Thomas and Suzanne.
Julie.
No, Suzanne. Julie's the blonde-haired chick. Was it? Yeah, the news reporter type girl. It's meant to be famous. Okay, to explain, folks, they're on a mission to set up
CCTV cameras to
in the track jungle.
Illegal activity going through that area.
Yeah, because they're on the border. Yeah, CCTV in the fucking jungle.
How boring has that got to be to watch?
Yep. There's a mongoose having sex with another mongoose again. Maybe I should sell it. Bet some pervert would like it. I'm just pretending what the soldier's thinking.
I know.
Gotta make more money than this city job.
Yeah, and seriously, I fucked the boss's daughter once and he sticks me on this shitty job. What did I do to deserve that?
I like to imagine. I thought when I married the boss's daughter, I would get a better job. But no, she's so sad of me dying, I've got to work in this hellhole. Oh well, at least her pussy's tight. Bow chicka bow wow.
Ow!
So basically... we're skipping a lot, folks, because not a lot happens. They find this, like, camp set up, and they're basically this doctor called Thomas and his chick called Suzanne were like excavating some caves.
They're watching found footage. The people in the found footage film are watching found footage.
Yep.
Foundception?
You see, they start watching it after they're going through the guy's laptop and, you know, freaking out to find some weird skull that's now gone missing.
Yep.
Well, photos on the laptop. And, I'd like to know, if the alien got grabbed both of them, who put the photos onto the laptop?
I have no idea.
Is the alien sitting with Ormore?
Fuck knows. Maybe the dude that was there did it. I don't fucking know.
Maybe he managed to get back to the laptop, upload it, and then the alien dragged
him away. Well, I think the camera card was plugged into the laptop, from what I noticed.
Yeah, but who brought it back to the laptop?
I don't know if they made it outside or not. I don't know.
The camera lady got grabbed because they dropped the camera.
I don't know.
So I'm guessing the guy grabbed it or something.
I don't know. I don't care. This film was so dull.
So they...
It actually made it... I almost felt like watching Zydo just so I could feel something.
They're falling asleep now from this film. All this walking and all barely any talking.
Oh god, the one dude. Seriously, what was it? Was he the guy in charge of the squad?
With the bad English, he kept looking at
the... looking off screen at something as if he deliberately was reading his lines off a cue card.
Oh, you all love Asylum. Anywho, so...
No, we don't. I love to hate them. I absolutely love to hate Asylum. It's so much fun.
I'm trying to remember. They radio the base to say, yeah, we've had some weird shit orders. Because they did try setting up a camera and something cut it off. Like, ripped off the tree and it's like...
Yeah.
Weird predator boomerangs because they left marks in the tree.
Yeah.
And they're like taking pictures and then they go deeper in the jungle.
And there's one tree which I believe in your words, it looks like the alien jizzed on it.
Yeah.
Which was the one where which had the Rex camera.
Yeah, he sees the camera, he's a bit of a perv. He's like,
camera fetish.
Yeah, he's just like, as so off essentially. Like those chicks where you ring them up.
Really?
You know? Remember when Sky used to have those adult text channels, you see them on the bed.
What chicks I think your little brothers are in.
So he's dropped off, just whack them. This podcast does not support whacking your little brothers, by the way.
Only if they're being irritating little shits.
Then you just threaten to take away their DVDs. Oh, you want Soul Eater, do ya? Do you enjoy Soul Eater? Not anymore. Out the window it goes.
And I'll probably just grass you up and get you in shit.
Oh, what's gone missing now? Oh, I can't help ya. Oh, sorry, I accidentally stepped on your Xbox game.
I think your brothers would kill you at that point.
That'd be interesting. I'd just have my hand out and Callum would be probably running up trying to wave his fists at me.
He probably had something to get that extra reach.
No, he won't. He's not that bright. I'm horrible today, aren't I?
You forget, I regularly irritate them. They go, oh, they have to get creative.
Anywho.
I have to influence them somehow.
Nah,
teenager. Yeah. Don't make me punch you.
So... I'm trying to remember this film now, because my brain's starting to fall asleep.
Various shit happens. They end up finding the chick.
Suzanne, if something can see, explains, we have to find him. So they walk around, say...
Conveniently come across the ship, which has fuck all on it.
He basically escaped from this UFO, and was found by these village people. And then they go back on to look for him, and he's not there. And this... UFO, by the way, internally looks like downtown industrial LA. Can you put Tankor back in vehicle mode, please?
Oh yeah, we'll do when we're done.
Now, please.
It's
probably more interesting than talking about this movie.
Yeah.
So they're walking around, and then she finds the school from earlier.
And being an irritating dozy, Vince grabs it when it's blatantly on some kind of protected platform thing.
Which sets off alarm, and they win like hell, and it pisses off the alien.
To the point where the ship explodes.
And the alien starts chasing them.
I'm like, wait, hang on. You just blew up your own ship. What's the logic in that?
Maybe he didn't blow up the ship. Maybe it was just him firing, like, mental, trying to kill them. Using whatever brain it has to basically hunt them down, predator style. So, and that's pretty much the rest of the film. They're trying to escape and get somewhere when they come across the Dr. Thomas guy, and he keeps going... He's all zombified out, and he keeps shouting, Laura!
To the point where they literally are properly trying to gag him.
You think they would actually properly put a gag on him, but no. And I'd like to point out, though, like, nothing really happens till, like, What happened at the 30-minute mark? We just got pissed off at that point.
I think we were just too so fucking bored.
I think it was more of a case of, we're like, wait, we're 7 chapters in and we're already at 30 minutes? How short's this movie?
90 minutes.
Fucking hell. And then the chapters start getting to be like 10 to 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
And even then, the plot is basically they're running the fuck away from the alien who's chasing them.
Trying not to be killed.
And failing epically.
Unfortunately, not epically enough, because they still survived long enough for the film to last 90 pissing minutes.
So basically, after that, after they find the little cave where these two got abducted from, where they found the skulls, and we see a soldier getting killed, the alien finds them, and we finally get our shot of the alien. We finally get to see the alien and all the
with blood, Cameron, with blood.
I was about to say, in all its glory. And apparently somehow it's got a cloak and field that fucks up cameras, so whenever they look at it, the screen goes blurry. Like I said, yeah. Just like in the MacPherson tape. And boy. So then the rest of the film is basically the alien chasing them and killing them one by one, Predator style. Apparently he just keeps jumping around using his jetpack to find them, and then starts blasting them repeatedly, and then they all sort of just die one by one, except this Thomas bloke who apparently went
and the guy who keeps saying move, 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 but it sounds like he's saying boom.
No, he got blown up into two chunks.
At the end?
No, no, before the con guy takes over. Yeah. And he just goes, right, you all saw the commander get hit, right? And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, I'm in charge now.
Seriously, the one guy, he kept just saying, what are you saying? He just kept telling him like he was saying, boob.
No, that was just some random survivor guy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something they filmed at the last minute as well.
Fuck, man.
He's like the last surviving soldier and he's left with the two cameramen. Now, you got to admit, I'm feeling bad for him. The British got, both British guys are dead at this point as well.
Yeah.
Because basically the tall, lanky British guy, he was getting pissed off at one of the cameramen. And who's kind of hitting on there, Suzanne.
Yeah.
They currently get hit and blown up, but they just look like they're laying down on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, pretend to be dead. It might not see us.
Stomp! Fucking wish.
Considering what happened to that black guy at the end.
Ripped in half.
Yeah.
That's the only interesting part of the film, I think. And that does fuck all for me.
So, sit down. We need to done.
Yeah, I know. I need to be moving.
I know. We'll be moving in a minute. Chill out. Could be worse.
Yeah.
No, wait, it can't be. We just watched Alien Origin.
Fucking asylum screener.
Oh. How do you fuck up a fan footage film? Like that! God, it was almost... This is why I hate the Blair Witch. All they do in the Blair Witch is walk around and talk. That's it, until they find a house at the end. They walk around, and when they sleep, they see a weird shit outside. That's all the Blair Witch is. Why has it got that cult following?
You're asking me? I don't fucking know.
What is good... You want good fan footage film, people? Go and watch Cloverfield. Go and watch Wreck. Both Wreck.
Wreck 1 and 2. What's the word been about Wreck Origin?
I think it's been released in Spain.
Yeah.
No idea about worldwide release. Apparently it's a mix of fan footage and Wreck 2.
Standard, yeah.
It's kind of, it's more like a case of large chunks of fan footage and then it goes to standard towards the end.
I'll probably have a look online to see
it's
what it is.
It's mixed, yeah. It's like half and half.
Probably get mixed reviews or something.
It is pretty much.
Oh, considering how popular the Wreck films seem to be over here.
From what I've gathered, it's meant to be the wedding one of the girl, bridesmaid girls from, because they took her to a hospital and then she was showing signs of possessing or some bullshit. But everyone there's already, like, possessed and shit.
Mm.
I'm getting the impression that maybe, like, she gets taken to the hospital but they don't realise she's bitten. And then at the hospital they find out. It's the only way they can explain it.
Okay.
But I'm not too sure when it's meant to be set, though.
Dude, I will look it up online and let you know.
Alright. But apparently there's a fourth film coming out, and it's going to be sort of like set after the second one.
Yeah.
I think it's the entire city infected.
Probably will be.
I hope they stick to fan footage.
They probably will.
But then you get to the point of, wait, who found the fan footage?
Yeah.
It's like the Zombie Diaries. Who found the fan footage? If the world's been, you know, engulfed in the zombie apocalypse.
Fuck knows.
I mean, with Cloverfield, they actually say it was some soldiers clearing away records.
And it's like, they used the hammer down protocol, which basically annihilated Manhattan.
But, you know, it's like, you know, it's, I mean, it's Blair Witch. Apparently, the weird thing about Blair Witch is they found the footage inside this, like, thing that was supposedly built in, like, the 1500s. They just crack it open, it's there. And they're like, how the fuck did it get there?
No one knows. And personally, I don't care.
So sometimes I think about, maybe I should go and watch Cannibal Holocaust. That's a fan footage film.
Well, you've got it here.
No, I haven't. I've got Hillside Cannibals. And the silent version of The Hills Have Eyes.
Hillside Cannibals. Oh, good fucking God. No.
Basically mutated hillbillies and a bit of rape. You really? No. Got a jaw like that zombie from Zombie Massacre.
Don't remember that one.
The trailer.
Oh, yeah.
The Yui Bowl thing.
Oh, yeah, that one.
The zombie stripping.
Ooh.
Look at her ribcage tits, people. I'm going to laugh if we get a Zombie Apocalypse 2 or a fan footage zombie film casting on that.
Bark off and die.
To be fair, maybe the Asylum should just hire, like, the Dead Lantern crew and get them to make a film for.
They'd probably make it better.
Or better yet, you'll make a zombie fan footage film, Asylum. How about hiring the guy that made the Matt Pearson tape?
Ta-da!
I'm sure he can make a decent film on a low budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could have been really good. This had a lot of potential, but no, it's just
fucked.
Yeah.
And I'm being very polite about that.
I mean, God. So, where were we? Yeah, so the alien just starts picking off one by one, and then it gets to, like, a handful of survivors. And
we'll start making traps out of wooden things like he did in Predator.
One I didn't get, they just laid a bunch of spears on the side, and apparently that was going to get him. Fuck knows how. I'm guessing one of the cameramen was so dumb he walked into it.
Yeah.
So then they try a log with spikes in. That doesn't work. He killed, and I think they shoot the last cameraman, and then he rips apart the last soldier.
And it ends with the zoo. Well, the film technically ends with the alien coming straight up to him, and you get a shot of the skull of the alien, its head. And then we have an epilogue, which I think, as we mentioned earlier, it looked like the heads of the soldier and the woman had been cut out of the shot because they were different actors.
Yeah, I'm positive it weren't the same ones. I'm positive that was something tacked on to make it more of a Prometheus knockoff than, say, an alien slash.
Well, basically, the whole shock is this thing apparently possesses its DNA is 70% identical to human DNA. This thing is meant to be our ancestor.
So this thing got horny one night and fucked a human, or Neanderthal.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm amazed they didn't try and pull off footage of that.
Oh, God.
Hello, this is Asylum. Need I say more?
What, you mean that thing raping one of them?
Ugh.
Wait, where's Julia? Help me, he's dragging me away. With his tentacles, help!
From here, I have a really good shot at your head with my foot.
I'm amazed that Sue Santic, an alien baby, just didn't pop out of her stomach. Like an alien. Get it?
Yeah.
Suzanne, you alright? Yeah. Oh, God, my stomach! Ah!
And then just
pops out and just like starts. And
then, in my head, I've got the Spaceballs version of it going out. It puts on a top hat. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. So the ragtime girl, send me a heart by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. I forgot the line, so baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own. Check, please. Jinx.
I said, oh, fucker.
You owe me money.
I give you a 2-finger salute.
I give you 4. Ah. Anyway, Lee Sands.
What?
Meh.
Can we really say anything else about this movie, or was that it?
I think that's it. This has to be the shortest rage in an asylum film. Purely because of the lack of things to rage at!
This film was so boring, folks. We're that out of energy from watching it. It's like, I'm not joking, I nearly felt like falling asleep.
Yeah, I'm barely staying up my...
And mice collapse. Later, folks.
Should we give it just a grade out of habit?
0.
How much lower can we go than 0? Because I'm being generous with this. This is me being generous with it. It is the most boring film I've ever had the misfortune to lay eyes on and sit through in its entirety. We could have fast-forwarded through this thing, be done in half the time, and we still would have missed nothing!
I'd like to point out, apparently Mark Atkins worked on this, and he did Dragon Crusaders, folks.
Hello, this is I, Dr. Professor Vivian Crowler, and you're listening to the Random Crab Fucking Broadcast! Don't watch it. Go away. Don't even listen. It's not even worth your time. No, okay, you should listen to it a little bit. Listen to it all. And play some tennis.